Experts from Norfolk are at the forefront of an international effort to combat coronavirus.
Mapping and antibodies. The Quadrum Institute is part of a government project to map the spread and behaviours of the coronavirus in the UK through large-scale, rapid genome sequencing of samples taken from patients. This is helping scientists understand how the virus works, map its spread, and assess the effectiveness of control measures such as lockdown and physical distancing, and advise on treatments. One project is working on vaccine delivery with a technology developed by Professor Simon Carding based on using bacteria in the gut. Another part of the project, working with teams in Kent and Liverpool, is developing tests for identifying antibodies to make it possible to tell if people have had the disease.
University of East Anglia. Hundreds of the UEA's trainee nurses and midwives, including 95% of final year students, are boosting the workforce by taking on extra hospital placements. Fifth-year medical students are working in hospitals, and staff from the School of Health Sciences are retraining former healthcare workers, including nurses, doctors, midwives, paramedics, physiotherapists, and healthcare assistants who have returned in response to the Norfolk Needs You campaign. Tony Jermy, a lecturer in nursing sciences, said, "It's been fantastic to see so many people returning, and it's been a humbling community experience to be involved with. One of the biggest challenges has been to try and tell a group of people whose first instinct is to help others that they have to look after themselves before they can administer aid." More UEA staff have turned teaching labs into hand sanitizer factories. Working with local breweries and distilleries, they're supplying NHS hospitals and surgeries, local authorities, and local cancer patients. The government's call for help making ventilators was answered by UEA researchers using 3D printers to make ventilator parts and masks. Professor Paul Hunter, an expert in infectious diseases from UEA's Norwich Medical School, is an advisor to the World Health Organization and has researched the effectiveness of face masks, how the rise of fake news helps the spread of infectious disease, how societies can recover from the effects of tackling the virus, and ways to prevent future pandemics. UEA researchers, who were already working on ways to improve treatment for pneumonia, are now helping coronavirus patients, getting tailored treatments to critically ill patients within hours. Pneumonia is one of the main symptoms of severe COVID-19, with patients put on ventilators to help their breathing. But this can increase the risk of bacteria entering the lungs. Professor David Livermore from UEA's Norwich Medical School said, "We know that some COVID-19 patients get secondary pneumonias, but it's a new disease and no one knows what types of bacteria are most likely." Within an hour, his team can identify 26 pneumonia pathogens, detect whether they have critical antibiotic resistances, and help medical staff know which antibiotics to use, reducing the use of unnecessary antibiotics and potential antibiotic resistance.
Home testing. A Norwich company is working on a coronavirus home test kit, which would tell people whether or not they had the coronavirus in less than 20 minutes. Iceni Diagnostics, a spin-out company from the John Innes Centre, has previously created prototype products to detect norovirus and different types of influenza. The new test would look like a pregnancy test, with users putting their saliva on the end of the stick and waiting less than 20 minutes for a simple yes-no answer. Iceni Diagnostics chairman Dr. Berwyn Clark says, "This could change it all, At the moment, what people, and particularly NHS staff, are struggling with is whether or not they are carrying the virus, or if they do have symptoms, whether it's for the coronavirus or something else. This kit would allow people to potentially test themselves at home. He said it usually takes around 6 months to get a prototype launched, and the team of eight is trying to raise between £1 and £2 million to speed up development. It would identify the virus by its reliance on chains of sugars called glycans, rather than by its genetic code, which could mutate.
World-leading professor Neil Hall, director of the Earlham Institute, said, "We're fortunate to have world-leading scientists who can apply their skills to a range of problems. There couldn't be a more immediate need than tackling this virus. Our research normally focuses on developing technology to understand how genetics and the environment interact to create this beautiful and complex world we live in. Viruses are part of that world, and we need to learn more about them so we can develop the tools to limit the death and suffering they cause."
Thank you. The Norwich Research Park includes the University of East Anglia, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust, the John Innes Centre, the Quadram Institute, the Earlham Institute, the Sainsbury Laboratory, the Eastern Pathology Alliance, and the Cotman Centre. 3,000 researchers and clinicians are based here. Executive Chair David Parfrey said, "It is truly humbling to witness firsthand the commitment of our colleagues at Norwich Research Park in putting all their energies into helping the UK deal with this unprecedented virus outbreak. Few people outside of the park will have been privy to the scale of this situation before, but it's something that many of the people here are dealing with every day as they devise new ways of addressing the world's most critical health and food issues. We are fortunate to count the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital as one of the partners of Norwich Research Park, and I would like to say a huge thanks on behalf of our community for the hard work that our wonderful colleagues there are doing right now. This is indeed a challenging time, but it's also a time when we can show off our very best, whether that is simple kindnesses in the community following the government advice to limit the pressure on the NHS, or our scientists combating the disease. We all have something to give. We are committed to doing the most we can to help and to rid our world of this horrible virus."